Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Why put it off any longer? Now that there's little chance of getting famous, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender Ray Beef, you've been planning to try Kroger's selected seafood. Well, why not buy and try some right away? Once you do, you and your family will instantly agree that your Kroger store has by far the best flavored fish and seafood in town. And they're priced for real thrift, too. So at the very next opportunity, drop around to your neighborhood Kroger store and look over the wonderful selection of seafood. You will notice that the flesh is firm and clear. All the flavor is protected and preserved through Kroger's own special rush delivery system. Yes, in order to give you the best, the finest in seafoods, they're rushed right to your Kroger store. Then, after delivery, they're protected until the moment you buy through precision refrigeration. So you see, you can buy with full confidence of getting that delicious, fresh-caught flavor. In fact, Kroger guarantees satisfaction. Plan to get some Kroger selected seafood soon. But remember, the only place you can buy this exclusive Kroger feature, Kroger selected seafood, is at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Bill Carver and Jerry Manson, both fugitives from justice and both determined to bring harm to Penny Gibbs, have finally gone through with their plans. They now have Penny in a small house at the edge of the river. Bill has gone out to hide his car, and Jerry says to Penny,
"You're worried about what's going to happen to you when Bill gets back, aren't you, Penny?"
I was just wondering what you intend to do with me, Jerry.
Oh, we've made plans for that.
What kind of plans?
Well, I don't want to tell you now and spoil the surprise.
Jerry, really, you're not very funny. You realize, of course, what you and Mr. Carver have done. You've kidnapped me.
Oh, have we?
Well, I didn't come willingly.
But if you were to be found here right now, I could say that you did.
You think anyone would believe you?
Why not? You aren't tied. The door isn't locked. At the moment. What is there to keep you from leaving?
You'd like me to try leaving, wouldn't you?
I certainly would.
Look, Jerry, what's this all about?
What do you think it's all about?
I haven't any idea. It all seems very stupid.
Oh, it's stupid, is it? Well, we'll see about that.
Jerry, you're being stupid. Just what do you hope to gain by going through all this melodramatic business of bringing me here?
I don't hope to gain anything but a little satisfaction. And I may get a lot of satisfaction before I'm through with you.
And when will the melodrama be over?
We haven't decided yet. That depends entirely on your reaction. And we don't want you to get off too easily.
We?
Bill and I. Bill has a little score of his own to settle with you.
What have I done to Bill?
I'll let him tell you all about that himself.
Jerry, you're sure you're in your right mind? You know, your friend, Mr. Carver, can't have anything to say to me.
Oh, he can't, can he? Well, just wait until he comes to guard you. He will
guard
have
me. You talk as if you expect to keep me here.
You just beginning to realize that?
Look, Jerry, if this is your idea of a joke,
it
I don't
is
think
no it joke. And now I am just beginning to get out of this what I hoped I would. You look a little frightened, Penny, dear. Or do you still think this is a melodrama?
Jerry, I don't know what it is. But you must be out of your mind. You realize, of course, that you could go to jail for kidnapping.
Of course, I realize I could go to jail for kidnapping. And I think, according to the law, which your dear friend, Professor Rogers, has probably taught you, that Bill and I can spend the rest of our lives in jail for doing this to you. Or get worse than that.
You are out of your mind.
No, I'm not. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm quite well aware of what I'm doing and of what I'm going to do. And I intend to enjoy every minute of it. I have great plans for you, Penny. Far different from the lovely plans that Steve had for you when he wanted to marry you.
What do you mean by that, Jerry?
I'll save the details for later. But I think you have an idea, don't you?
No, I don't. This is something I can't fathom. It's almost as if I were dreaming. It just can't be true.
Well, then you're much more stupid than I thought. Now, you aren't going to disappoint me, are you? You are going to understand before long, aren't you? And then you are going to be afraid. You are going to crawl and beg and plead.
Why should I be afraid, Jerry?
If I were forced out of my home and into a car and driven to this forsaken shack and left alone with a woman who hated me as much as I hate you, I would know what was going to happen to me.
I understand how I got here. When Mr. Carver brought me to the car and I saw you sitting behind the wheel, I knew why Mr. Carver forced me out of the house. And I know why you hate me, Jerry. You shouldn't, but you do. But just because you despise me, you shouldn't get yourself into more trouble than you're already in.
Don't you worry about me. I want the kind of trouble I'm getting into. I just want to settle a little matter with you first.
Then settle your matter with me, Jerry, but do it in a civilized way without these weird dramatics.
The dramatics, darling, haven't started.
Jerry, get away from the door. I'm leaving.
How interesting.
Don't worry, Jerry. I'll do more for you than anyone else would. I'll go home and forget about you and Bill Carver. And you can leave town. I won't tell the police.
Oh.
I could do more, you know, but frankly, I feel sorry for you. Jerry, you hate me so much you're close to insanity. Now get away from the door. I don't want to argue with you about it.
Go ahead and leave, Penny. Just try it. I want you to. I promised Bill that I wouldn't lay a hand on you unless I had to. But if you try to leave this room, I will have to do a whole lot more than just touch you.
And how long do I have to stay?
Until Bill decides that it's time to take you someplace else.
This is really fantastic.
I think serious is a better word.
Yeah, I believe so.
You better start believing it. And you better start imagining the worst, too. Because we're going to make it just as unpleasant as we possibly can.
Jerry, I'll ask you once more, and just once more. Let me out of here.
And I'll warn you just once more. You try to leave this room and you'll wish you hadn't.
Your threats don't frighten me, Jerry. Now I am getting out of here, and I...
Oh, look what that nasty slap did to your pretty face.
Jerry, for the last time...
I have already told you for the last time you are not getting out of here. And if you make one move toward that door again, you'll get worse than a slap in the face.
I don't know what to make of you, Jerry. You can't really know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing, all right. I just wish you did. But I'll get my wish in a little while. Bill will be back pretty soon. I'll let him tell you everything from start to finish. And I am just going to sit here and watch. It will be wonderful to watch that lovely face of yours turn white with fear. And you will be afraid, Penny. You will be afraid.
Hey, Prof! Hey, Professor Rogers! Come on, Prof! Open up that door, will you? Come on, Prof!
Hey, wait a minute. Not so much noise, Freddy. Wake up the whole building.
I don't care if I wake up this whole town.
What's the matter? You sound as if you've been running.
Yeah, I have been running. I run all the way over here from Gypsy's house. Prof, she ain't there.
Well, she certainly isn't here. Not at this time of night.
You mean you ain't even seen her?
No. And did you have to run all the way over here just to ask me a question as stupid as that? There's a phone in Miss Gibbs' house.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't want to use it. I was afraid it might be somebody to hear me, and then I wouldn't
get... Look, Freddy, wait a minute. Now, what's this all about? It's late, yes, but it's not so late. A grown woman can't be out.
Yeah, I know all about that. I know that, Prof. It's just that... Well, maybe I'm just getting excited over nothing, but... Well, gee,
No, wait a minute. You're not getting excited over nothing. You have a reason for being afraid. You know something.
Huh?
You know why Miss Gibbs isn't home, don't you?
No, I don't know nothing about that at all, Prof. If I'd have known about that, would I come over here to see you?
You knew Miss Gibbs wasn't here. You came here because you know something.
All I know is that she ain't home, and it's late. And she ain't never been out this late before, neither.
Stop lying, Freddy.
Stop lying. Stop lying. Every time I open my yap, somebody says to me, stop lying.
Well, you are lying. Something's happened to Miss Gibbs, and you have a pretty good idea what it is.
No, I don't.
Freddy, I want the truth from you. Miss Gibbs is in some kind of trouble, isn't she?
I sure hope not.
But you think she is. And you have an idea what it is, don't you?
No. No, I don't.
Well, Freddy, you're a bad liar. It shows all over your face. And I can just about guess what's happened, too. Your friend Bill Carver's involved in this, isn't he?
I don't know, Prof. I don't know nothing. Maybe you're right. Maybe Gibbsy just went out for a midnight walk. All by herself.
You know she wouldn't do that. Not after the night I caught Bill Carver following her. Come on, Freddy. What's Carver done?
Nothing that I know of, Prof. I ain't even seen him for a long time.
But when you last saw him, you argued with him, didn't you? And it was about Miss Gibbs. Something he was going to do.
Look, I tell you, I don't know...
You tell me everything you know, Freddy. Or it may be too late to say anything.
I don't know nothing.
You know Miss Gibbs is missing. And you know why. Bill Carver's why, isn't he?
Honest, I don't know.
Then it's Jerry Manson. You know about her, don't you?
Well, I know something about her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it is that has to do with Gibbsy.
Oh, yes, you do, Freddy. Well, I'm not going to waste time trying to get it out of you. Come on, you're going with me.
Where to?
Well, first we're going to Miss Gibbs' house and see if she's at home.
And if she ain't?
Then we're going to the police.
No, Prof, no, don't go to the cops.
Why not?
Just don't.
Uh-huh. I see. Your truth comes out in strange ways, doesn't it?
Well, what do you mean? I didn't say nothing.
Didn't you?
No.
You just told me Miss Gibbs isn't at home, isn't going to be at home. And you told me why, too.
Huh?
Come on.
Well, now where?
We're going to the police station.
No, not me. I ain't going nowhere near no cops.
All right, Freddy, then you do as you please. I'll go to the police myself.
Will Professor Rogers get to the police in time? Why wouldn't Freddy tell what he obviously knows? Is he afraid for himself, or will Penny suffer more if he tells? Exactly what does Jerry Manson have in mind to do to Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. At present, you know, there's not much chance of getting famous Kroger Tender Ray beef. One of these days, though, we'll bring you the exciting news that it's plentiful again. But speaking of important news, just listen to this. This week has been set aside at your Kroger store as Cheese Week. You see, the folks who serve you at Kroger's want you to discover what an added zest, flavorful Kroger cheese will give to your meals. You'll be delighted with its tasty goodness, its thrifty price, the many tempting ways of serving Kroger cheese. For real enjoyment, try these. Macaroni and cheese sauce, and grilled cheese sandwiches. And cheese is wonderful for zesty salads, delicious desserts, and quick between-meal snacks. Visit your Kroger store this week and select your favorite Kroger cheese.